tomorrow is Columbus Day, and that fact apparently irritates quite a few people. Here in New Jersey, for example, the cities of Newark and Princeton have instead declared Monday to be Indigenous Peoples Day. Other locations throughout America, including Washington, D.C., have taken a similar step. Joining us now to talk about how this move not just rewrites history, but ignores an achievement which opened up the world for not just exploration, but really the spread of civilization, is an executive board member of the Italian-American One Voice Coalition, Andre Domino. How are you today, sir?
Good morning.
And website for the Italian-American One Voice Coalition is iaovc.org. So explain what the catalyst of this is. I mean, obviously, I'm a student of the Native American culture and everything and the history, and certainly the Native Americans have not been treated well throughout history. There's no question about that. But why the connection between all of that and Christopher Columbus?
Well, they're pinning literally everything on Christopher Columbus, all these atrocities and so forth. It's just incredible what they're trying to say that he did. You know, there's comments like he wiped out millions, that he brought plague and pestilence and so forth. And it's just not true. If you check the facts, it's really not there. I agree with you. You know, indigenous people and Native Americans, of course, have been preyed upon a lot. But before Columbus got here, this was no Garden of Eden either. You know, there was slavery, cannibalism, and all kinds of atrocities before Columbus got here. And we're not going to hold the indigenous people to our times. They shouldn't hold Columbus to our times either.
I guess that's the other part that people miss out, too. Much like with the Founding Fathers and the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, they're to be dismissed because of what was normal everyday life and activities and procedures, policies back in those days would not, in a lot of cases, fly today. So people have a lot of problem with those people. Same thing, I guess, is true with Christopher Columbus. What was acceptable then certainly isn't now, but how would Columbus have known that all those hundreds of years ago?
Well, exactly. Just think about somebody looking back 500 years from now. They're going to think things that we're doing now might be terrible. So the same thing here, you know, from 500 years, more than 500 years ago, he was a man of his times, and his effort was really a business effort, and he was looking for trade and so forth. He didn't come here to cause problems. And, of course, you know, when he did get here, they did have some problems. But it was just the period of the times. He was a person of his times.
I get, and you mentioned, too, how there was a spread of old world illnesses that came into the new world, which I guess could have just as happened with the transporting of animals as opposed to humans. Because if not being a scientist, but I would imagine if you bring something, a virus into a place that had never experienced that virus before, well, nothing good is really going to come of that, but it's certainly unavoidable.
Well, that's true. And in fact, you know, all of that type of a situation that occurred here actually occurred hundreds of years after Columbus, when, you know, domesticated animals were brought to this part of the world that were not here before. And you're right that the microorganisms that were there, they started to infect the Native Americans and the indigenous people because they had not built up resistances to those microorganisms. And you know, they didn't know about this at the time, but we know now that when you introduce these microorganisms to a new area, they can cause these diseases because they don't have the resistance.
Just for a reminder for those ignorant of history, Columbus was not a scientist. He was an explorer, so that's obviously
right.
Something he would not have been on his radar screen at that point in time.
Sure. And, you know, it's, you know, the celebration of Columbus Day is a very important, first of all, it's an American holiday, and number two, it's, you know, really being the caretakers of it now are Italian Americans, and it's a very important holiday for Italian Americans, but really for all Americans. In fact, back in 1892, on the 400th anniversary, President Harrison at the time used Columbus Day as a day to teach patriotism, and they actually instituted the Pledge of Allegiance back then. And now we actually have a university, the Oklahoma University, that has banned the Pledge of Allegiance because it was put together during the 400th anniversary of Columbus. It's just crazy.
Yep, I saw that. I wonder what people want to do with the city of Columbus, Ohio. Is there a name change pending I haven't heard about yet?
Well, yeah, and how about this one, Chris? Just this past week, Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, they've eliminated in Columbus Day tomorrow, and they're now going to be calling it Indigenous Peoples Day on the District of Columbia. It's unbelievable.
And that was through their procedure known as an emergency executive order. They fast-tracked that thing, much like if there was funding needed for the fire department, for example. That's how much of a priority they saw this, which I'm sure Washington, D.C. has a lot more problems and concerns for the town officials, city officials to be taken care of as opposed to this.
Well, yeah, and they wanted to do it under the cover of secrecy and emergency because, you know, you do have some activist indigenous people that are pushing this narrative across the country. And, hey, we've got nothing against indigenous people. We'll be there to celebrate with them right now. They've already got August 9th, and they've got the month of November, and we'll be there to celebrate with them. Why do they need to take away this great American holiday and replace it with Indigenous Peoples Day? It's not the right thing to do.
Talking with Andre Domino, who is an executive board member of the Italian American One Voice Coalition, IAOVC.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Wasn't the Statue of Columbus in New York City up for being taken down, and surprisingly, they actually decided not to, which I was surprised by that, if I'm recalling this correctly.
No, you're recalling it absolutely, and that was unbelievable. You know, the very iconic Columbus Circle with that huge statue in the middle of Columbus was really put there in the late 1800s as a kind of a way to give back to the Italian Americans because at the time there was so much discrimination and stereotyping that was occurring. So that was put up there, and that iconic symbol was also under attack. But fortunately, we prevailed in preventing that from being taken down and changed. But it just goes to show you how far they're going to knocking down and getting rid of these statues, getting rid of our history.
This is a comment from Los Angeles County Supervisor Hilda Solis, who, having spent some time in California, there's some county supervisors that really need their IQs reexamined. But nevertheless, this action is about publicly recognizing that America's ancestors for centuries oppressed certain minority groups. This is not about erasing history. I believe the full history and impact of Christopher Columbus should be taught to current and future generations. Does she have a point there?
Well, listen, the position that she's taken is just ridiculous. They're rewriting history. If you think about what they're saying now about a Columbus, it is a total false narrative. If you check the facts from the real scholars, from right sources, you'll see that all these atrocities that they're putting on him is just not true. Yeah, it's true. We want to recognize indigenous people, and of course they went through very bad things throughout the centuries, and we can certainly recognize them as we have August 9th and the month of November for that purpose. And again, we will celebrate with them. But what they're doing with Columbus Day is just a way to erase and get rid of and have a false information about our history.
But taking what she at least claimed, I mean, you can certainly question her authenticity and her sincerity, but do we lose something in the education process for the kids in school by presenting a sanitized Christopher Columbus?
Right. No, and I agree with you, Chris. I have no problem with the facts. And, you know, for example, some of the facts are, it is true that when Columbus got here, one of the instances, there was a cannibalistic tribe, and he actually worked with another tribe to wipe that cannibalistic tribe out. So he actually worked with the tribe to wipe out a cannibalistic tribe. There was stuff that went on back then. I'm not saying we should sanitize it, but I'd like to hear the true facts and from the scholars and the right sources and not this fake story that they have out there.
Having read the story, the true story, and the full story of Columbus, too, there's a great lesson about entrepreneurship because of what it took to get that journey just started with the funding and his insistence and incessant dedication to the idea. This was a guy that was not going to quit.
No, it took him many, many years in order to get his first trip funded. And he went all over, and he finally got the funding from Spain. And it was, just as you said, an entrepreneurial endeavor to find a route to India to get the spices and other things to bring back to Europe. Instead of going towards the east across the landmass, he wanted to find a western route by going across the ocean, which was totally uncharted at the time. You know, they say, well, Leif Erikson and others were here. Yeah, they were there a couple of hundred years before, but their whole camp was only lasted a few years. There was no ongoing trade. It was Columbus's three voyages that opened up this part of the world to the rest of the world.
I was also surprised to learn, too, there's no actual accurate image of Christopher Columbus. All the photos, all the paintings that we see all through the century, it was just either through memory, third, second, fourth, 15th-hand knowledge, and there is no actual, at least that could be stated, a factual image of Christopher Columbus. Learn more about the Italian American One Voice Coalition. Their website is IAOVC.org. We've been joined by one of the members of their executive board, Andre Domino. Thank you so much for being here today, sir.
Thank you very much.